Power Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
Ah! It's time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy!
Leroy, let's just get right to it, dude.
Let's get to it.
Tonight, the Miami Marlins take on the Seattle Mariners.
Hell no!
No?
No!
Fisher Rowland.
Okay.
Whopper Juniors.
Look. I have to be focused.
Focused.
Right? All the elements of my cat watching experience has to be in line. Okay? Everybody know. From 8 to 8:20, Daddy is available. Get all your last minute questions, your love, your all that out of the way. At 8:22, don't talk to me.
Yeah, they really, let me tell you something about hockey.
Hey, stop saying the game. Dude, they do this in football. But look, at least when you say it's a 1 o'clock kickoff, the kickoff at 1:07.
No, they take they're taking liberties in hockey.
NBA does the same thing. NBA does the same thing. They say it's an 8:30 tip off. It's really like 8:47.
Look, I appreciate y'all trying to suck out a couple more dollars, and that goes to the players and the organization. I get that. Then tell us what time the game starts. Don't make us sit in front of TV so you can tell people that buy ads at that time that we got X amount of viewers. Because I'm going to tell you right now, DirecTV, let me tell you what they do. You know how you go to your last channels and you can see the pictures on the bottom of what you just seen? Well, I look at the game, right? And if that game still say 20 minutes, I go back to where I'm looking because I know it ain't started yet. So DirecTV, y'all got it right.
Leroy,
show the picture of the 20 minutes, and the game ain't started yet.
Tomorrow,
yep,
at 3 o'clock,
mm-hmm,
UFC Fight Night, Saudi Arabia. Taking your fancy?
Not really, because this was supposed to be Connor and
next week. This was supposed to be Khamzat versus Robert Whittaker, which it's not. Khamzat got sick. And
does this happen a lot this time of year?
Dude,
it always seems like the beginning of the year, in the fall and the winter, is when all these fights always seem to go off.
Summertime, baby. But in the summer,
I don't know.
They want to be outside for the summer, Leroy.
It's been a hell of a summer. You're not wrong. It's been a lot of cancellations.
I don't remember when they used to do boxing outside in Vegas.
Oof.
Yes. Man. Outside.
Speaking of boxing, they laid down the punishment on Ryan Garcia yesterday.
And his little weak ass calling Dana White. Hey, Dana, can I join UFC?
You know, does he know that like the state commissions are the state commissions, though?
You're right.
Like, he can't
clearly doesn't
still get a license to fight. He doesn't. That's not how that works.
Oh, I have a question for you. Can they reverse the decision?
They did. They didn't reverse it. They made it a no contest.
So Haney's back being undefeated again.
He's undefeated. I think he's like 30-0-1.
Okay. Because he's also was saying that he wanted to take time off until Garcia's back to run it back again.
He doesn't. Look, he's very upset, Devin Haney, understandably so, because, you know, he got embarrassed.
He basically got bamboozled because it almost seemed like everybody knew what my man was doing except him.
I mean,
right?
The guy did.
I don't care if I'm overweight. I'll pay you the extra money. Boom, 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 tore him up. Right? He's like, what just happened here? Right? It almost seemed like he got bamboo. Everybody seemed to know what was going on. But so now, I bet you them rules are going to be a little different when they go into the ring the next time.
If they do. And then there's this report today that, like, apparently he might Devin Haney's upset because his last he had a fight for his 140 belt go to a purse bid, and he only got like $1.5 million because they're like, oh, you're coming off a loss, not a big fight. So now he's pissed because like, well, I lost to a dirty fighter. Now I don't get these monster paydays. So he's trying to maybe sue Ryan Garcia over this. I don't think this is going away anytime soon as far as the drama is concerned. But, yeah, he loses $1 million. I'm a little confused as to why Golden Boy gets $1 million. I don't really understand that. It's very strange to me. But anyway, Leroy.
What's up?
Tonight at what they claim is 8 o'clock, but it's 8:22. Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final. Tickle your fancy?
Absolutely. You know what's
my fancy
crazy
is
about
tickled.
This? Me watching the Heat or the Panthers or any team I have an interest in the playoffs, right, gets my palms more sweatier than if I was playing myself. It's the weirdest thing. Like, I get nervous watching these games more than I did if I was actually playing.
A lot of angst.
I can't explain it. It's a weird thing, right? I think I get nervous more because I can't do nothing about it.
There's no sport with the mood swings of this sport. Maybe soccer. Oh. They'll claim soccer.
No,
I guess, but
no.
A lot of they're running around.
Soccer's
some
a
guys
lot of
going
to.
No disrespect.
Soccer's a lot of rebooting, right?
Yeah, soccer, dude.
You go in, you don't like it, you kick it back out. You go in, you don't like it, you kick it back out, right?
You run around, you do your little,
especially when Connor McDavid gets the puck and he starts heading to the other end, you're like, wow, he's really fast.
Yeah.
It's like watching Kyrie with a hockey stick.
Did you guys hear Paul Maurice yesterday? Paul Maurice was talking about the empty netter save by Tkachuk, and he goes, yeah, I'm going to show him to that during training camp. So if he says he can't keep up with anybody.
but again, I'm like, you made a very valid point. They talking about how they woke up Connor McDavid. That last game woke up Tkachuk.
Yep.
And so it'll be interesting to see, okay, that where he's going to be when this game starts. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's very interesting because I'm like, and you know, what's Bob's mindset going to be? Because, I mean, it's hard. And I always ask this question, what's more important, the goalie or the defense in front of the goalie? Because you can't ask any goalie in hockey to have to make those great saves for a whole game.
Yeah.
You can't.
That being said, they need BWB tonight.
What?
Brick wall Bob.
When's the last time you talked to Bob?
Never.
Media day.
Okay. I don't know if you probably talked to him after game 3.
I didn't talk to him. Look.
No.
I haven't talked to him.
He has been. Listen, Vlad, we have made it a point to keep this man
away.
Not fair.
Away from Bob.
Not fair.
Absolutely.
There's a photograph in the locker room.
Only guy who had his back.
If you see this man, listen, truth is the truth. You're correct. You're correct. You had his back. But then when you start talking to him again, he lost his focus.
I don't believe that.
I believe
really?
I don't think the numbers line up with that.
You sure you didn't call him?
No.
I'm saying. I think he did.
Take a break. All right.